Baylor has had some great success on the athletic fields. They even have a Heisman Trophy winner and Robert Griffin III and a national championship with the women's basketball team. But some of the teams and coaches have come under scrutiny for major issues off the field of competition. How has this affected you at all with the Baylor Law School?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been tough because, you know, I have a lot of relationships with the athletic folks that were here and have been here for a long time. And it's just been a really, you know, obviously painful year or two here. You know, and then also, you know, being on staff here, I definitely limit, you know, what I say on my podcast and everything else, just because, you know, most of what I do on my podcast is completely independent of Baylor and I talk about anything and whatever. But at the same time, I recognize that, you know, as an employee of Baylor, you know, there's just limits to what I should say and could say about the situation, although there's so many leadership lessons and, you know, that you could learn and talk about in the midst of it that other shows I'm sure can and are doing that I just can't, you know, delve into. But to answer your question, I mean, yeah, from a law school standpoint, you know, we're a little bit separated from the main campus, as I think a lot of law schools are from their undergraduate institutions. Most of the law students here did not go to Baylor undergrad. And so, you know, therefore their allegiances when it comes to their athletic programs and that kind of thing tend to be with their undergraduate schools. And so, there's some built in, you know, kind of cushioning around that. I think our most, you know, direct hit was, you know, Judge Ken Starr, who was the university president and, is a kind of a giant in the legal field, was Solicitor General, Circuit Court of Appeal, you know, DC Circuit Court of Appeals Justice, and you know, just kind of a major, major player in the legal field as the university president, was a big influence for the law school and was doing a lot of things for us in Washington, D.C. and around the world to help the law school gain influence and opportunity. You know, obviously he is no longer here and there was a loss there for sure. But overall, I think that we've been very healthy and strong, and as has the campus, you know, going forward. I had a chance this past weekend. We had an alumni weekend, and our new president, Dr. Livingstone, was over visiting with some of our alumni. I got to hear her speak for the first time, and I think everyone's just, you know, responded very positively to her, and as she has been making a number of changes, in addition to implementing all of the recommendations made by the law firm that worked on this case with us. And so I think that people are optimistic about going forward. Certainly it's been a very difficult, you know, time, and most importantly, you know, difficult for the victims and their families and everybody that has, you know, been hurt in every way that you can be hurt throughout this ordeal. And, you know, so, you know, it's hard to put into words what it feels like here, except that, you know, you just have to get up every day and come to work and do the best you can and you know, move forward. But it's not easy. So, yeah. And I don't wish it on anyone else. That's for sure.
Well, and there's still great things going on at Baylor. You know, even though this is a black eye, especially in the athletics realm or from a national, you know, thought process, there's still great things going on at Baylor, and you got to continue to teach and educate and do those great things.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, for all we've been through, Baylor is strong. It's a fantastic institution. I didn't come here for undergrad, but did for law school. Would do it again. You know, I think from everything I see from, you know, the programs that we have that we're adding, that you know, the applications to the school and just our enrollment and everything else just seems to continue to be growing. You know, we've upped our reputation in some of the national rankings and over the years here of late. You know, we have so many things going for us. And you know, most importantly, and it can't be lost, I mean, you know, it's a struggle, I think, in a lot of ways when you are attempting to hold to a Christian ideal and a Christian mission in the midst of, you know, higher education, and putting yourself out there and setting standards for yourself that are, you know, that and you're going to be held accountable for by everyone, as you should be. I mean, I've said that publicly before, and over time, you know, I think sometimes people around here maybe get a little bit bent out of shape on kind of how the, you know, media treats Baylor as a little bit of a punching bag. You know, my thing is, as a Christian institution, we should be held to the highest possible standards. And when we're not meeting those and not exceeding those, it's right that we are kind of called out on it, and that we need to respond to it. And it, I think I wouldn't have it any other way, I guess, is what I'm trying to say with that, you know. And so it's always, I think, a challenge, as I think many, you know, religiously affiliated institutions probably deal with, trying to become the best and the best you can be as a higher education institution, and getting the best faculty, you know, the best facilities, the best students, and creating the best possible learning environments, all at the same time while driving a Christian mission and a mission to serve others, serve the Lord, and just make the world a better place through our faith here. And so I'm excited about the university, and it's gonna, you know, be fine. It's just, you know, we're taking our lumps right now, but I think making the right moves forward to get back on track.